The disingenuous call that this is somehow politically motivated. There have been extensive litigation on the prior investigations that ultimately led to the charges that have been filed pursuant to a grand jury indictment that was filed. Those matters involving alleged political involvement in the decision-making process were disavowed by the court in the earlier proceedings. Obviously, these matters may become pertinent again, and the Commonwealth vigorously denies that. We will note that this charge by the District Attorney's Office, the nine counts today, arose out of a grand jury presentment. That is, that citizens of this Commonwealth heard evidence for months and made the determination that there seemed to be a sufficient basis to go forward, and that's what the Commonwealth will be prepared to do from this point on. Thank
you. Is it possible that these could be merged with, her case could be merged with Janine's case?
It would be an economy to the court, what we would call judicial economy, to have the two. Obviously, we would have to get past the hurdle of the preliminary hearing first, and then the prosecution would make the decision as to whether to attempt to join the two. Even though we have a pending trial date on Janine Ori, the sister case, if anyone has paid attention to the charges pending against her and the charges that have been currently filed, you'll see that there is a very close nexus between the two. It would be an advantage to the court because many of the witnesses and much of the documentary evidence would be virtually the same for both cases. So that is a possibility, but there are many things that might have to happen between now and the time that the Commonwealth would move for a motion to join the two.
You would be willing to delay Janine's case in order to try the two of them together?
I would. We will consider that prospect.